Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nigerian Christians continue to suffer as the world ignores years of religious freedom violations. Then, although Iran's government seeks to indoctrinate children, Transform Iran equips pastors to reach them for Christ. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where persecution of Christians has been on the rise for more than 14 years. Are you tempted to check out their story? Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
When you have the frequency and the amount of stories that are coming out of Nigeria, people do become numb of it, but we can't. I mean, these are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
According to a July report from International Christian Concern, more than 50,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria since 2009. That was the year the terrorist group Boko Haram rose in the country. Yet the United States has largely been silent on the religious freedom violations that Nigeria's government tolerates. In fact, the State Department's 2023 Countries of Particular Concern list ignored Nigeria entirely.
There's no way that Nigeria should be off that list, but politics, you know, often gets in the way, and that's very troubling for those that are working in Nigeria.
Would you commit to praying regularly for the church in Nigeria? Ask God to dramatically reverse the direction that the nation's going in, and keep praying.
That the Christians in Nigeria don't become demoralized. We need to pray for God's protection on them, and then also for organizations that are working in the country.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, dark practices in Pakistan put Christian girls at risk. Older Muslim men frequently kidnap young girls from Christian communities, force them to convert to Islam, and then marry them. Bruce with Uncharted Ministries says, on average,
over 1,000 or more Christian young women are kidnapped, and only 10% ever make it back to their homes.
Instead of playing with friends and dreaming about the future, these girls are forced to live out a nightmare of abuse and neglect. For example, a 13-year-old girl was abducted and married off to a Muslim man in his 40s just a few years ago. Her story is rare because it has a happy ending.
She was found chained to a bed, malnourished, but was rescued. She was later found pregnant as a 14-year-old and gave birth to a little baby girl.
Today, the little girl and her child live in freedom. Uncharted Ministries works to prevent abductions by equipping young girls with the skills needed to start their own businesses.
Christian women are really in a tough way. So we've been providing six-month training courses for Christian young women to be seamstresses or beauticians.
Along with job skills training and equipment, young women learn how to follow Christ and study His Word. Look for the full story at our website to learn how you can help and pray for changed lives as women trust the Lord with their future. And one ministry is tapping into an overlooked people group in Iran, preparing ways to mobilize them for mission. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
children are dear to Jesus' heart. You know, He Himself encouraged His disciples to make sure that the children would have direct access to Him. So we want to make sure we've reached them too.
Recognizing that the children hold Iran's future.
The government knows the power of reaching children. Children are brainwashed, having to shout death to America, death to Israel at the beginning of every school day, surrounded by propaganda in their classrooms, taught Islamic propaganda through their lessons. What they need to be hearing is the voice of Jesus.
This fall, Transform Iran is teaching 35 Iranian pastors how to reach the next generation for Christ.
All the same principles that we already do through adult ministry, where you train people effectively and you qualify them and you release them to reach other people. How do we now apply that to children? That's a different skill set, and we want to make sure that our pastors are equipped to do that well.
Help sow into the future of Iran at missionnews.org and pray the training will trigger a ripple effect of transformation.
We talk about the people in Iran with malintent who are out for destruction. How wonderful it would be to raise a generation that is contra that culture and wants something different.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.